Okay, Queen Leo, hi, how are you doing today?
Hi.
How's everything?
Amazing, honestly, amazing.
Okay, I love it when they come in amazing. That's good. Okay, that's great because that's not the norm, so I like it. Okay, so
I get excited coming here.
I like that though. So welcome to the Healing Corner. Okay, do me a favor. Tell us a little bit about why you decided to come through to the Healing Corner.
Honestly, after my first healing session with you, after the first one, it was like no matter what you put up, whatever you got going on, I am there. So, and honestly, I'm really trying to put myself out there and let people know that I'm a really huge supporter. I don't care if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, I'm here to support you. And sometimes people just need to know that they have a support system.
Thank you, Amy.
Always, that's number one reason.
Okay, so how about we make that number two, because number one needs to be your healing, right?
Always.
Okay, I just, you know, gotta make sure we're on the same page here, okay?
We be flowing.
All right. So, okay, we're going to start with the breathing exercise.
Okay.
We're going to, so you can put your feet on the floor, put them flat, yep. Put your hands, palm up here, okay? So what you're going to do is we're going to close our eyes. And so what you want to do is you really just want to focus, listen to your breathing. Okay? We're going to take six deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Okay? Begin whenever you're ready. All right, so you can take these.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just shuffle those around till you feel ready or until some drop out. We're going to see kind of, you know, oh, I tell everybody not to look at the cards, okay? So look at the cards. You can look left, right, up, down. I don't care where you look. Look at the screen over here.
That's how I was going to shuffle it.
Yep. Oh, just one? That was it?
That's how I was going to shuffle it.
That's all?
Yeah.
That works for me. When I tell you, this process never fails me. All right, so I'm just going to write these down. And
that's great. I was...
yeah. This is great. I love this process. So, this is what we're going to do. Let's take this one.
Caleb?
Yeah, you look at it and read it. What's it say?
Rebellion.
Rebellion? Ooh, I have a feeling this is going to be spicy.
Rebellion?
Yeah.
What am I doing for?
Say two more times.
Rebellion.
One more.
Rebellion.
Yeah, not what are you rebelling from, what did you rebel from that got you into a situation that you probably weren't really too happy with, like you say, in 16. Yeah. 16?
Yeah. 16. I rebelled and I didn't have to. I did not have to, and I did because my sisters were gone. And if they were gone, then I could go too. Why you didn't put me out too? So I rebelled.
Yeah.
Like, and I was the one that was actually doing stuff.
And what happened as a result of that rebellion?
I got to stay home. I didn't get in trouble. I wasn't grounded. I didn't get my butt whooped. And they got kicked out. But because they were already past, they were already traumatized. They were already far gone. It was like, oh, you get to stay home with mommy. I wanted to be out there with them.
So what other emotion do you think is tied to this rebellion card? From that situation, you wanting to be with your sisters and having to stay with your mother.
You brought us up to Troy, New York just to separate us. My sisters in Connecticut. I had them in Connecticut. In Connecticut, it was all three of us. And we got here and I didn't have any of them. Them not realizing, like, dude, I'm doing everything I can to get kicked out of the house, and she won't.
She won't. Why do you think she wouldn't let you out the house?
It's funny because she just told me we were on Oakwood when she turned my age, which means February when we moved up here. She had just turned my age, and it explains a lot because I often say, like, we come from a household where there was no such thing as mental illness. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Bipolarism doesn't exist. Depression doesn't exist. Anxiety doesn't exist. There's nothing wrong with you. You don't have no crazy thoughts. Yeah, I do. You separated me from my sisters. And now me trying to fix anything with them today, like, It's almost like they didn't even realize while y'all were being abused, I was trying to not get hit like y'all. So if she's yelling at y'all for, like, cleaning up your room, then yeah, I'm gonna go clean up the room. I don't want to get hit the way you just got hit. But then it's like when we became teenagers, it was like, well, shit. No. No, we're not gonna keep doing this. And we're, like, so close in age, like, literally back to back.
Yeah.
I didn't have to rebel. I wanted to. And it didn't matter. It didn't matter what I did. And then she called me and was like, oh, you know what? I finally gotta cut you from my skirt. I finally gotta let you go. You just was doing the most. I did the most because I was trying to do what my sisters was doing. But it didn't matter because where I ended up, they was, oh my God, I was so mad. Like, y'all got a whole mom that's busting her ass working 12-hour shifts to come home and y'all having parties. And yeah, I was part of the party. Yes, I was. I was part of that rock and roll party. I was right there with them partying. But I was also the same one spazzing on them, like, why the kitchen ain't clean?
Yeah.
I was also the same one spazzing on them, like, why is the living room not clean? Like, y'all really waiting for her to come home to clean this for y'all.
So let me ask you a question. You wanting to rebel then at 16, at your age now, do you see maybe why it's a good thing your mom didn't let that happen?
No. Because I often look back and try to figure out, like what her mental state could have been at that time to make you think that it was okay to play favoritism with your children.
So you think she should have just kicked all three of these guys out? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Okay, but, and how old were you?
16.
Okay, why would she kick you out? How old were they? 17, 18, 19?
So I would have just turned 16, and then the one right before me, we shared the same age for a month. And then the one right before her, they share the same age for about a month and like a couple days. So yeah, we end up being the same age for like a month, but yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. So you're the baby though, the youngest of the three.
I'm the fourth.
No, but I'm saying you're the youngest of that three.
Of that three,
the three,
yeah,
that were
our trio,
that,
yeah,
were rebelling and having an issue. Okay, yeah,
yeah.
So no, she wasn't gonna let you go anywhere. And not only that, but you got to realize something, right? Did it ever occur to you, as an adult, right, that maybe your mom saw something in you where she knew you are not the two of them? Because if you were, then you wouldn't care about the dishes being done. You wouldn't care about nothing being. You were different. Everybody had to live their own life and their own existence because everybody's different. Your sisters needed the experiences that they had, just like you needed the experiences that you had. Your mom did what she did for you because you have a different path than your sisters. You always have. As a parent, you can see that. You look at your kids and you can see who's who and what's what.
Yes. Yes, I can.
You can see. You think your mom couldn't see? Oh no, that woman can see. Okay? She was like, well shit, well these two motherfuckers gonna be, y'all gonna be done while y'all, what you gonna do what you wanna do? This one over here though, y'all not gonna get my baby with y'all dumb shit. Y'all not gonna do that. She was trying her hardest to protect you. She was trying her hardest to be the best mom to you that she could be. Because she knew what you were up against. Having siblings that close, you're going to follow behind each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she knew what you were up against. And she knew from the beginning, oh no, this is my baby. This one that, from the womb, she was different. I got to protect her. I can't let her be like the other one. I have to. Did you ever think that maybe that's where mom was coming from? Right? Just maybe mom was really being a mom. And going, I don't care how your bratty ass feels about what's going on. This is for the betterment of you. Because when you look down in the future, you're going to go, well, damn, yeah, that's right. I'm glad I wasn't out in the street, you know?
I look back now and there's a lot of things I'm like, I'm very grateful for.
You see how the street chews young women up? Drugs, prostitution, especially around here. You can't act like...
Yeah, okay. Because 16 is when I also learned how to hustle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did you really want to be all the way in the street?
No.
There you go.
No. I was the worst hustler.
Think about it. Thank you. So did you really...
I was like, what I look like giving you my money?
There you go. So think about it. Did you really... Don't you think your mother knew what she was doing now? Like, my baby is not, she is not the one
to be out there. She is not the one to be out there.
No.
Like, she'll back you up. She got you, but like, no, she's not the one.
And let me tell you something, from somebody who used to just be in the streets, you're a target when you're young. Oh,
man, no.
You're a target.
No.
And you're pretty. And so I'm telling you, some guy with an older guy, 30, 20-something, 30, he'd have scooped you up and made you feel like the world, because, you know, and he'd have fucked your whole life up. And your mom knew better. She knows who's who. She knows, right? So, that rebellion, yeah, there you go. Now you can look at that from a different light. Now when you walk out of here, you go, you know what, Ma, you saved my ass.
You know what? That. Like, let me tell you, right? What happened was, I'm a Leo, okay? And like, stop playing. Like, let me get my way.
And she knows you're a Leo, but she also knows the other side.
Nah, she don't know the signs like that. I had to tell her about her Aquarius, so.
No, I'm saying she knows the sides. I didn't say signs, I was saying sides of you. Well, yes, she does. Now, whether she pays attention or makes you feel like she does, that's something else. But trust me, not to say, your mother knows you inside and out, girl. That's really nothing you can't do that she won't be like, knew that. Nope. You did what? Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Yep, there you go.
Yeah, she did that? Yeah, she, okay.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, wait, she, okay. All right, yeah, she, okay.
Oh. What's the say, babe?
Innocence taken. Yeah, my innocence. You know, this is very funny because I've taken it upon myself to really try to understand why my sexuality is the way it is. Let me explain something to you. I always told you there's something about you that is just natural. And it's like an ever flowing, like I just talk to you and everything just keep coming out. Like it just keeps coming out. Like, but it's very serious because I can remember the first time I was touched like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
My little sister was crawling, which means I couldn't have been no more than 3.
Mm-hmm.
I remember laying on the bed and this dark-skinned man with a gray beard, his eyes was very close together, and he had a raspy voice. And I went from laughing on the bed to like looking at him, and I could still see my POV of him just looking at me, and he licked his lips like. I can still remember that like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And then it brings me to my cousin who got me in the elevator. Oh, it's okay. We're not really related, so we won't get in trouble. But if we're cousins, don't that make us family?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. But you were a kid.
I was a kid. I was a kid. And I often, like, watching Criminal Minds and Law & Order SVU, it's only 1% of people that actually turn from victim to predator. And the way my brain is set up, I was always afraid that I would turn from victim to predator.
Yeah.
So I made it my business. Let's say for instance, I turned 18, you couldn't be 17. You had to be 18 and over.
You made it, yeah.
I make it my business.
Yeah. Not to be predatory in any level.
In any way. Mm-hmm. I don't care how attractive you are. I don't care what. I make it my business to make sure it's clear communication.
Yeah.
It's clear
communication. Yeah, because
you're intoxicated, but you want to have intercourse and we're partners? No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And then you wake up the next day like, damn, what happened? Okay. Nah.
No, none of that.
Nah.
Because now I feel like a rapist.
Because now I'm glad I did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
My innocence taken, it makes me just like, I'm open, I'm aware, and it sounds crazy, but like, yo, like, anyone's body language, anyone's, like, is there certain things I just won't let slide as even a joke, or like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Because you're not going to take advantage of me.
No. And I can't, I won't do that to nobody else. Yeah. I won't. when it happened to my daughter, I was like, how did I miss it? How did I miss that? I thought I was on guard. I thought I was on point. I was watching the PBS show. You know, channel up here, I think it's like channel 14 or something. It's, it's CW. But on Sundays, it's like they be playing opera and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they did this show where they was out in like China or something. I'm like, I made the joke, like, can't go over there because they really give up their daughters and shit. So just on a whim, I often call my children. I started from the moment they could talk, call them in the room, like, listen, if you guys, if anything ever happens, please, I can't help you if mommy don't know. You gotta tell me. Now, at the time, I was sitting with someone on the bed, and I often say, I often tell myself this too, like, our relationship did not go far because I couldn't get this moment out of my head.
Yeah.
I never trusted another man again, and I honestly believe that's why I'm okay with not dating another man, because I don't want to take that chance. So I call my kids in the room, and I have a cigarette in my hand, and I say that as an important piece. My daughter is standing in front of me, my son is standing in front of me, and I go, listen, if anything ever happens, Trayo, you gotta tell mommy, okay? You gotta let mommy know, because I can't help you if I don't know.
Yeah.
So her face went from a smile, and it dropped. So now my blood is boiling. Now I'm right, like, in my mind, I'm like, did you do, and I'm feeling like my daughter is about to tell me, so the cigarette in my hand, I angled my body, because I was about to knock him out with the cigarette in full force. So then she goes to tell me that it was her uncle. Now, why is that heart-wrenching? Well, that's my sister's big father. Like, my sister, who we both were taking advantage of, our innocence was taken. So, of course, if I call my sister and let her know what's up, like, no. To make a long story short, I lost my sister for 7 years. Because she didn't want to not believe about her big father. And then in the same token, it's like, this is your niece. And then there's a lot of family turmoil between us on top of it, of jealousy and enrage and envy. And it's like, if I'm coming to you, you got to know I'm trying to make sure that my child is telling me very clearly.
Yes.
Like, I'm not faking. I went and got police reports, all that. Like, come on, like, you've been touched. How could you not? And then, of course, 7 years later, I find out that it wasn't the brother. It was his little brother who has special needs. That's why I'm saying it's a family of turmoil.
Yeah.
Because now your daughter was touched. So, not to go any further with them, because this is not their story. This is mine. It's like, how did you miss that, Gabrielle?
Yeah.
And so now I covet my children. And I know that right now I have to not release them, but it's like, Gabrielle, they can't live if you don't.
So, let me just offer you something, right? No, let me just offer you something really quick. How did you miss it? It was meant for you to miss. Because the real part of this is you teaching her how to handle. The real part of this is you not internalizing it and you teaching her how to handle what happened to her. Because you can't just expect she's going to get older and forget about it. Because I think that's what a lot of parents do. Yeah, they'll forget about it when they get older. No, your child's not going to forget about it.
They're going to think about it,
in the craziest times. They're going to think about it. So that's your job. Your job now is to make sure your daughter is emotionally okay. Make sure that your daughter doesn't walk around. Because, you know, sometimes when that happens, people get over-sexual. Sometimes they introvert, and sometimes they get overly sexual.
I ended up reading something like that, and I was like, oh my God, that's why I became the way I was.
Yep. You want to make sure you keep her balanced. So she doesn't go in the same
direction. Now, I don't mean to say it like this because it happened. As where I was penetrated, she was not.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, I don't want to say she dodged a bullet because she didn't. It still happened. Like, she's a child and you did that to her. I don't care how it was done, you still did that to her.
Mm-hmm.
But with me, I stray away. I don't want... Like, I am really okay This man did not believe me when I told him I went 6 years without having intercourse.
Well, yeah.
And I'm talking...
Because you've been traumatized.
Myself. I'm talking touching myself and other people.
You've been traumatized.
So I'm okay with...
Have you ever done any wound healing exercises?
Nope. And I just heard of wound healing 2 months ago. Even though I don't have TikTok, I seen it on Instagram reel. And she was talking about this she does these womb exercises.
I actually shared from anywhere on my page. From
5 to like 20 minutes or something like that.
I shared a whole video. If you just go down my page.
Uh-huh.
Or you probably type in womb healing and it'll come up if you search my page. But it's on my page. It wasn't even that long ago because I'll be in jail on time on there. Okay. There you go. Okay. So, but
yeah.
It's literally an instructional video. She, at the beginning, if you pause it really quickly, you can see the oils that she used to massage herself with.
Okay.
And she walks you through the process. She gives you an example of what she says for your womb release, but you really want to personalize it so that you're releasing what right. you need to release. But it's literally just you massaging, relaxing, massaging, but you have to do it on like a floor. It has to be something solid, not the bed, because you need something solid. Okay. So you're just going to massage and affirm to your womb. Your womb is a separate entity, okay? Just like your throat, your voice box is a portal, your womb is a portal. You know that. It's good work.
Yeah.
You have to treat it like a portal. You have to treat her like she's a separate entity. So you're going to have to talk to her and, you know, so, you have miscarriage? You have a miscarriage?
Yeah, I...
You...
Pussy, I did.
Yeah. You have to...
How did you know I had a miscarriage?
God, I tell you everything.
They do! Y'all in my business!
Yeah. Yeah. But... You have to come to grips with certain things, and you have to work on releasing and healing her, because you deserve to be loved, and you deserve to be
so
free.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I was terrified. I was gonna get an abortion, because the father told me to. And I was like, I lied to him, actually, and told him, you know, I had an abortion before, please don't make me get rid of this one, blah, blah, blah. Never had one, she was my first pregnancy. Right after I gave birth, though, I ended up pregnant again. And I was climbing up, I don't know why I did that, but I was climbing up to the cabinet, and I ended up falling, and Troyel was on the counter. And when I fell, I was like, what the? It was one of those falls where it was like an annoyance, like, you know, like, ew, why? But I was like, why did you climb up there? I didn't think nothing of it. Went on about my business. Mind you, I didn't know I was pregnant.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Literally the very next day, I went through this, the most excruciating pain of my life. I'm calling, somebody come get the kids. I get to the hospital, they tell me I'm having a miscarriage. So I didn't even know I was pregnant, ma'am. She goes, yeah. So I go, you know what? That's because she's gonna be the one that I grow from. I always tell people I only had one girl because God saw me becoming a woman. Mm-hmm. I didn't need another daughter to help me with that. My daughter right now has helped me become the woman I am today.
Yeah.
But I never forgot about my miscarriage. I just always, you know, even when I thought about going to get my tattoo, my closed bulbs are for my children that I had to get back. And she was the first one.
Yeah.
How did you know I had a miscarriage?
Because they told me. Because they told me. Okay. That's why these are called intuitive healing sessions. Otherwise, this would just be therapy.
How did you know?
I know. How did I know you had trauma at 16? I know. How did I know? They tell me every other day. So, yeah. So, you want to go, and even you can go to TikTok or wherever and look up those womb healing exercises, because you have to heal her. You have to. Okay. Yeah, I know. Here's the last card.
I know. Like, why I'm sitting here looking shocked? Why am I really sitting here looking shocked?
Like, I don't know.
Whoa.
Everybody that gets that card has the same reaction, because we're, you know, we all came from that same background. We go, our mom told us that's not the...
My English teacher told me back in 8th grade, Miss O'Neill, I will never forget that woman. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's alive, and I have been looking for her forever.
Uh-huh.
She told me, whenever you give meaning to a word, you give it life. Whenever you give meaning to a word, you give it life.
Mm-hmm.
And I always teach my children, we don't use
never
this
use
word.
That word.
If you do feel this way, you dislike it to the extreme, but we do not feed into fear or hate. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't hate nothing and nobody. I may strongly dislike an individual. I may strongly dislike this atmosphere. Well, not this atmosphere, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. So everybody has, let me tell you something. Everybody has that same reaction when this card comes out, right? And then in all reality, it's, we do hate things. Some of us hate our bodies. Some of us hate the fact that we procrastinate. Some of us hate the fact that we don't understand certain things around us. Some of us hate the fact that we can't have loving, meaningful relationships, or we feel like we can't have them. We do hate things. It's just that when we see this word, that reaction, and this is why I put this in there, because everybody has the exact same reaction. Oh, no. No. And then they think about it, and they're like, actually, yeah, I do say to myself at times, I hate my nose, or I hate my whatever. You know, that was just insane.
Yeah, no, I get it.
There you go.
Let me tell you something, Leslie.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Sitting here where I am right now, I have gone through this cycle with her, okay? And it's red. She red. I have gone through her. Yes, when I was 16, I hated myself. Yeah. When I was a little girl, I hated my hair. I hated the fact that I had no friends. I hated the fact that I had to fight because I was getting bullied over my gap. I hated the fact I had no boobs. I have nothing. Mm-hmm. I hated everything about myself. But again, I always tell people, when I realized I was having a girl, there was a lot in me that just arose. There was a lot inside of me that was just like, how can you tell this little girl that she has to be a woman, and not just any woman, a black woman?
And she not gonna like her hair.
And she ain't gonna like her hair. She gonna like her thighs.
There you go.
She ain't gonna like her face. Or she too smart, so now she don't like the fact that she too smart. No!
Yes.
So yes, there may be people out there that still have to sit back and say, you know what, I do hate it. You know what, I do hate it. No, Leslie, baby, no.
So listen.
I have gone through this journey with her.
Let me tell you something.
I have been there with her.
Wait, let me tell you something. I didn't pull these cards.
Now.
You did.
I know.
So that means it came out for a reason.
It came out for a reason. Because what is this? Intuitive healing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sitting down with an individual who has no problem telling her backstory. Because I have always been told, Gabrielle, you are the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
You speak very powerful, and sometimes you do have a message that needs to be delivered. Not often is that message for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes I speak and somebody else needs to hear it.
Yeah.
Me and her, we went through our journey, and that's why I can gracefully put her away. I'm not using, I don't use her just because I, you know what I mean? No.
Yeah.
But me and her, no, we had our dance. We had it. We tangled, baby. We so salsa. Bachata.
If y'all tangled and bachata, okay, y'all did everything else. We gonna let the hate card go and leave your message here for the people that listen. Okay? Because somebody will take that jewel and run with it.
And I don't know who lives. But you know
we don't know who'll be listening, because let me tell you something. I keep getting alerts to people. I have no clue who these people are, but they're liking my podcast. So you never know who
Right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
You never know who you're going to help. And while you were talking, I actually wanted to say thank you for sitting in that seat with your daughter. Because a lot of women don't realize how much they're really influencing their daughters. How much your daughter don't do what you tell her to do. She's going to do what she sees.
Exactly.
She's going to mimic exactly what she sees. What you take, what you allow, what you don't allow. She's going to mimic it all. So for you to say, I took the time out and came to grips with myself on all levels, not just the things I hated about myself, but just on multiple levels.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to commend you for that, because a lot of us don't do that. A lot of people don't check themselves like that, especially before they lay down and have kids. So,
Leslie, that's because you helped me check myself. Stop playing.
Listen.
It wasn't too long ago that somebody in a very, very detailed Facebook message told me that I needed to take accountability.
I think I remember. I think I might know who you're talking about.
And the moment I started taking accountability, everything just started flowing. There are often times, like I tell people every day, if you know it all, that's great for you. I'm going to go somewhere else. I need knowledge from all sources.
Hello.
Not just one. So again, if you know it all, that's great for you. That's
so
great. I'm so glad.
So glad you know everything. It all.
I'm going to go over here, though.
Yeah, because
I'm going to go over here.
My ass is still in pre-K.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my binky. I got my bottle. You know what I'm saying? I was that baby. Like, all you had to do was get my bottle, pat me on the back, and, like, go to sleep.
Okay, like, that's it.
But, like, I'm awake now, and I've been awake for a very long time. I ain't going back to sleep.
Yeah.
I am awake. So once that moment happened that I had to take accountability, mm-hmm. something else happened. Couple weeks ago, like, I literally felt like something was shedding off me, like a skin was breaking through. I don't know why. And then I called my B-Day twin, and I'm like, yo, why am I seeing purple? And then, of course, he tells me that he's seeing that, he kept seeing, like, a purple wave, like, swimming mm-hmm. through.
That's your crown chakra. You're activating.
Weird. I was like, that's weird, but, you know, it's okay. That's because I'm still going to take accountability. I'm still working on me. I'm nowhere near done. And I know my father ain't done with me, because I still don't understand love. That's why I got two boys. I still don't understand or trust men. That's why I got two boys. It ain't here for me to try to guide them into being a man, but helping them to understand mommy is always here.
So, but let me tell you something. As you said that, right? You have two boys, yes, to help you understand men, right? But if you are not careful, what you're going to do is you're going to rely more on your sons than your healing, so that you can find a man of your own.
And that's what I'm afraid of, too.
Okay. No, so that's why you're here. Because we're not going to let that happen.
Mm-mm. I don't want that.
There you go. We are not going to let that happen.
I don't want that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What we are going to do is, we are going to break down these barriers and rebuild your trust in yourself. Because the more you trust yourself, the more you'll rely on your intuition. So when you get around these niggas, you'll be going, oh, no, I didn't know you're not the person you need to be around. Why? Because my gut said no.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, when you're around people that you're more relaxed with, you'll start to realize, okay, this is a good guy, because my spidey senses ain't going off. My stomach's not acting up and telling me to get the fuck up out of Dodge. When you tune in a little bit more, and just, you gotta have a little bit more trust in yourself. Just a little bit. And you'll start to realize this whole time.
But can we just keep it? I don't want a man.
You don't have to have a man, but it's just you getting.
Okay.
To that space.
Yeah, I want to get to that
space. Yeah, you don't have to want a man. Because think about it. So the process is not even going to be an overnight process. So
right.
It's not like a man's going to be popping out the sky somewhere. So by the time you can finish with this process.
Are we talking 6:30?
Okay, so, 10:05 to 7:45. Okay, so if you do
the love is real, y'all, I'm telling you.
Yours comes 6:30, mine comes 7:45. I got to jump in the shower. okay. So no, but
yeah,
if you really do the work, you know, who knows?
Absolutely.
A year, 2 years, 3 years from now, you might be ready for a situation. come a couple years from now, you might be in a spot where you like, what's it? I done did this, that, and the third. I'm established. I got everything I need. I'm not looking for any man. I'm looking for my equal man. I'm looking for my better half. I'm looking for a guy that compliments a goddess. I'm looking for somebody who's going to be able to tap into me like I tap into him. Mm-hmm. And we're going to uplift each other and build from each other. There's no taking. We're building. We're building. But because you're still making a foundation, I'm quite sure the person you're supposed to be building with is still perfecting their foundation. So don't rush anything. Just work on your foundation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the womb healing exercise, that's going to be your homework, is the womb healing exercises. Okay. I give everybody some homework. Yours is going to be the womb healing exercise.
You realize I'm on break, right? Like, my class is finished. Now I got more homework. This is what I'm talking about, y'all.
You got 3 weeks to do this assignment. Okay?
No.
You got 3 whole weeks. Quite sure you'll get an A, though. So, quite sure, right? So, yeah. You just want to get your womb intact. So...
What the...
So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna start, maybe this will help. You know, do the symbol, okay? So you can sit on the couch over there. You can get nice and comfortable on the couch.
To send you the vibration that you need to heal. Your part in this is going to be programming yourself while I send you the vibration. Okay. So the vibration comes in and kind of starts to like clear the slate. And while the vibration clears the slate, you have to start writing what you need. Right? Okay. So while I start symbols, you're going to be like affirmations out to yourself. Whatever that you feel like you need to go out, come quickly, even something that you like to take upon yourself, right? So, I'm no longer traumatized by when my innocence was taken, and I am a powerful, strong, loving, vulnerable individual. Whatever it is, right? You already know what it is.
I know what it is.
Okay. I'm okay.
Great.
All right.
All right.
Good. Again, 5, 6 really deep, really, really deep. I was putting this deep. Girl, bye. I'm cold as you, so you're not telling me nothing. I already know. So 6 really deep breaths into the nose and out. Okay, my dear.
So what's going on, babe?
My baby. My baby. Why do I want my baby?
Because that's what you did to them. You let them stay away. God, I found them. That's part of her healing that you acknowledge him. And, you know? Sometimes we need to heal from things that we pushed inside that we didn't feel like we need to heal from because we just stopped thinking about them. We don't realize that they're still existing.
You said them.
One more than you got now. Yeah. Yeah. You have to. You're fine. Because you know that means you have homework coming back. The healing process is for a whole bunch of these.
Yeah.
Because you want a husband to go with that. That's okay, baby. Because that's what you came here for.
I didn't know what was going to happen.
Oh, nobody ever does. Surprise!
Look, last time somebody tapped me on my shoulder, I thought it was you. Like, no. There's no telling what happened. Over here.
But I say the beauty because in those times, you weren't ready. In those times, nope, it wasn't. You sit back. Really think about the position you'd be in right now.
Yo, Leslie, you in my business. I I ain't even say nothing, y'all. God. Like, could y'all shush for a second? Y'all get a chance to say, like, you knew I was going to get there eventually. Y'all like, no, she taking for long. Like, look, say this. And she, watch her. Just watch her. It's going to happen. Like, bro, dang. Spirit's just as nosy. Y'all in my business?
Yes, they're nosy. Trust me when I tell you they nosy as hell.
Y'all in my business.
No, they're like, you signed up for it, so yes, we're all in your business. Yeah, I'm good.
Right. Yeah. No, Leslie, you need to be full for this one. It's a lot coming. It's a lot.
Yeah,
coming.
Yeah. They were like,
you need to be full for this one. Yeah, because
they were like, yo, we gonna miss her GPS moment, so you gotta come miss to eat.
Yo,
you gonna need it.
I'm trying to tell you, like, I said what. Nah, I don't take that long.
Yeah, no, they know what they were doing.
Then it was all red, and normally the GPS is only red when traffic is like backed up.
Uh-huh.
It's telling you that it's going to be backed up before you get to that point.
Yeah, nothing.
That's what we not. Okay, the spirits of my business.
I'm telling you.
That's what we not going to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Girl,
right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all in my business.
Yeah, they're in your business.
Don't be doing that.
They're in your business so that you can work through your business. Okay?
Because I have never told
anybody
that.
You have to. Not to hear you. Yeah.
The only person who was going to know that was the tattoo artist.
Oh, shit.
I wanted to get a black rose. And the three that were bloomed are, you know, my three mm-hmm. that are here with me, but there's four bulbs. They're closed. But they're still a part of my flower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the vine of which roses grow on, it can't be red, I don't do red roses. But black.
Yeah. Black roses are powerful. Black is the
and
most powerful
right here.
Color. That's going to be beautiful.
And just, you know, the vines.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be for both. It was just for my baby. I always said that, but nobody.
That's going to be beautiful.
Nobody knew that. Nobody knew that. And I said that I didn't know. I can't. Not right now. No. And the last time he named her, I said, don't do that. She's not staying. Don't do that. And when I went to Planned Parenthood, her heartbeat was still there.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Which crushed me even more, because now I'm like, all right, so you know what? I'm just gonna, that's my fault. You know, thought I was doing it right. Now my baby's going to be disformed because of me, but it's okay because I did that. So I was just going to, I was prepared and just I went back and God was like, no, all right, just clean her out. And when I went back to, you know,
DNC.
The DNC.
Yeah.
RNC. But yeah, I was like, no, like, why would you name her? And then, why would y'all give me the ultrasound showing me? And they were like, no. And I told him, I was like, the reason why I can't is because you don't. And it's crazy because had he proposed, no matter what, I would have been with him right then and there. That's the crazy part. I would have been with him right then and there. And now that I'm thinking back, it's like, ooh. Dodged a bullet.
Hello.
Dodged a bullet. Hello. Like, can okay. we just swerve? Can we swerve? And we dead.
Like, okay, because no.
No. Cause
yeah.
No.
No.
And then it's funny because, of course, you know, we were friends on Facebook, so... I don't know, like, I'm really not a petty ex type of person. Like, if we don't work out, it's okay. Like, yes, my feelings are hurt, but I wish you no ill will or anything.
Yeah.
So, of course, we're on friends on Facebook, and you had an individual present at the same time as me. Oh, they would have been siblings. I got bars. We're not doing this one.
No, we're not doing it.
No.
No.
How could you have been my husband? How could she be pregnant if it was just you? Oh, no.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
You see how things work?
So,
no. Even when they go, like no. I said, wasn't.
And then I'm looking, I'm just like, that would have been around the same time. So you had two birthday parties to attend. And then, even though I'm this mature, everybody is
there, you go. Okay.
I am.
There you go.
So yeah. I was just like, no, you know, and I did it. I went through with it and all that. And then I called him and told him that the heartbeat was still there. You think that Capricorn came? Nope. And I say Capricorn for a reason, because that's a whole dub. We're not doing that one anymore.
Yeah, of course not. That's what you're saying. Because you didn't show up when I needed you the most.
And then I went through it. I was going through it. My sister was right there. She was right, and it's crazy because even then I felt like something was shedding off of me. Because once that happened, it was like a whole new light. And then, I don't know, it's crazy. I think every time I sit down and have like revelation with myself, I realize even something more. And I was like, you know what? That's cool. That's cool. I ain't even mad no more.
You shouldn't be.
I'm not even mad no more.
Because when the baby does come back, it's going to be an even better situation. So, yeah, have you know. Not at all. I'm telling you, your life is something to be proud of, because through everything, you're here. And you're an amazing mom. So your life is something to be proud of. So, tell me, what's your homework?
I got a wound massage. I gotta. Wow, that's a little funny. It's a little funny because about 6 years ago is when I really started looking into chakras and stuff like that. And not because I wanted to be like this guru, goody goody, you know, but I really wanted to understand the healing process and get it done. And the first one was the throat. I actually started speaking my mind, but not to be nasty and to say whatever.
No, to speak your mind.
Oftentimes, a lot of times, you don't have to speak. Some things are just, you don't have to. And that was the first one. So here we are 7 years later. And I'm sitting here like, which one am I supposed to work on next? Like, which one is supposed to come? And I'm like, is it the, you know, the head? Like, nah, I don't think it's the head. Like, and now you're telling me.
Well, I'm telling you, you have to work on.
I have to work on the womb healing. Right, but the stomach is my next one now. That's the next one. Yeah.
So you pinpoint in your daily life where you're struggling, and that will kind of be an indication as to what you need to work on a little bit.
Yeah.
And it kind of tells you a little bit where you can begin things you want to do. So. Okay, so we're going to got any parting words? Any last words you want to say here?
Like I said, of course my healing is always number one, but number two, I'm always here and down to support you. Like, she's always out. It's that Gemini in my life. No, but seriously, I didn't know what I was going to expect coming to me. I really didn't. I really didn't. And them three words right there, them three little trigger thingamajiggies, I feel like it went in order. I feel like it was.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the spirits of my business, I don't understand, you know. And then they telling you my business.
That's what they do.
That's what y'all do.
That's what they do. Yeah.
It's all right, because it's not always just about me. I understand that my journey comes with a lot of people that's going to cross my path.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else needed to hear this, and that's why, too. something, because now my phone's gone. Okay. I was meant to say something that I think I already said, and I often see that sometimes too.
Yeah.
Everything. You are one of a kind, and there's just, I don't know, it doesn't end here. Something else is going to come out. Something else is going to come out, and I don't know why, but it's very strong feeling. I ain't told nobody about my babies. I didn't tell nobody about my babies.
No.
I don't have no parting words because we'll see each other again.
I'll see you back in 3 weeks. That's funny. You took the words out of my mouth this time. So I'm about to say, well, you know, because you're coming back for your next session in a couple weeks. So
ain't no parting words.
Well, you know, I mean, for them, because they have to come back for your next episode. So this is your first episode, and every session is going to be a different episode. Oh. So the people are going to come back, tune back into your episode. So,
well, leaving you guys with these parting words. All right, listen, don't forget your broly. All right, broly is the slang term in England for umbrella.
Okay.
Even though it's raining today, it's not that. Sometimes you use an umbrella to block the sun too.
Mm.
It's not always the rain.
Yeah.
So somebody needed to hear that as well. But I'm goofy, so you don't know who's coming in episode 2. It might be Mary from Southern Texas.
Okay. No. We just want Leo goddess to pop up. Okay, that was it. Leo. No. Queen Leo. Okay, backwards. For some reason, you always give me goddess energy, so. No. Queen Leo. Okay.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, love you.
Okay. Always.
Everybody, y'all know how I leave you all the time, right? On the next session of the Healing Corner, okay, we'll be back with Queen Leo. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. Okay, guys. Y'all know how I leave you all the time, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet and everything in between. Be healthy. Be healthy, healthy, healthy. Okay, our health is our true source of wealth. So if we don't have our health, we legit don't have anything else. Your physical health affects your spiritual and emotional health, and your spiritual and emotional health affects your physical health. So just be healthy all across the board, everybody. All right? We're out of here, guys.
I chuck my deuces.
Deuces.